Marvin Dunn grew up in Overtown, a historical black neighborhood in Miami. He knows it once saw brighter days.
Overtown was a very popular, healthy, wonderful place to live. There was no unemployment here. And then over the years, the community declined.
Like in many inner city areas of America, jobs left and drugs and crime moved in. But amid the challenges, Dunn saw an opportunity, even if he didn't have claim to land in Overtown.
There were vacant lots, there's a lot of trash, just garbage here. We just started planting. And I figured, what were they going to do? Tell me to bring the needles back?
Right.
Bring the garbage back?
Now Dunn has a deal to use the land and several financial grants to support his vision.
We have broccoli, spinach, cucumbers, beets.
The garden produces vegetables, fruits, and herbs to sell or give away to the community. Site manager Maggie Pons says in 2 years the plot has grown from a garden into a year-round farm.
It's constantly seeding, it's constantly transplanting, you know, working, making sure that the crop is doing fine. So it's beyond a garden.
To care for the plants, there is a team of 8 workers, mostly unemployed people from Overtown. Ronald White says the garden is a step toward positive change.
Hopefully doing this and people seeing this, that'll change things, you know, because there's a lot of this neighborhood needs a lot of help. You know?
In addition to jobs, the garden provides healthy food for low-income residents. Dunn says few people in Overtown can afford to buy fresh organic produce.
And that has certain health implications, particularly for children, which is why we, the last growing season, took most of our produce to schools in this community and distributed it free.
Much of the garden's output is given away for free. Dunn says he is happy knowing it is going to those who need it most. Brian Wagner, VOA News, Miami.